Yes, Kenny, well, the referee there blew his whistle just about 60 seconds ago amid a tremendous roar from the Kingspan here, and the final score was Ulster 20, La Rochelle 13. Tremendous result from Ulster's point of view, considering, you know, how they've been performing over the last three matches. But this now gives them 17 points in that particular league. They still have to go to play Wasps next Sunday. But nevertheless, depending on how Harlequins and Wasps go today, and of course then to see how the final goes out. But I mean, they can do no more, possibly if they've been got another penalty and they haven't given La Rochelle a losing bonus point. But I suppose at the end of the day, to beat a team that's sitting top of the top 14 in France is a big, big performance. Today, I mean, Les Kiss has been saying, as has been the Ulster public lately, they've been disappointed with the performance of the side. Well, we certainly can't say that after today. The commitment today was wholehearted. The tackling was defensively was absolutely brilliant. I mean, some of these La Rochelle forwards are big, big men, and they were going backwards on every occasion. And you could see that the Ulster team had something to prove. And once again, the top side in France has come to the Kingspan, or Ravenhill as it used to be, and again they've won it. Clermont have earned, Castres, Toulouse, you can name them all, and they've come here and they've been beaten. And tremendous performance today, and this now means that Ulster have tomorrow week they go to play Wasps, and I mean, everything to play for from that game. If they get anything from that game, it gives them a good opportunity of finishing as best losing runners-up, and that'll be something else. As I said, it was after 15 minutes. It was La Rochelle who had taken the lead with two penalties from Alexi Beale. The La Rochelle scrum half made it 6-0. There was a yellow card whenever Pilato was taken out. And then on 27 minutes, Ulster gradually were building up quite a momentum. And from a line-out, they drove forward, and it was Rory Best who peeled off to make it 6-5. They came back strongly in 32 minutes. Cooney had a great ball into the wind, 8 metres from the line. They looked as if they were going to have another line-out drive, but they took it off the top quickly. And about nine phases later, just a patient build-up. Rodney Ayew having a great storm and run. Eventually, the ball went out left. Not the best of passes, but Stockdale picked it up in a half volley and dived over in the corner. 10-6 at half-time to Ulster. That was short-lived from the Ulster point of view, because 2 minutes after half-time, Beto missed a touch kick. The ball went up the middle. It was countered by number 8 in New Zealand, Victor Vito, and scrum half Bales went over, and he converted. So Bales actually ended up with all the points from La Rochelle. But 2 minutes later, Ulster responded. A great tackle inside the 22 saw the ball go loose. Darren Cave, who had come on as a sub for Craig Gilroy, he picked it up, led it to number 8, McTominay, and over he went, 15-13 at the post. And a conversion, and then a penalty 4 minutes later by John Cooney made it 20 points to 13. And that's how it stood then until the end of the game. But there were certainly a lot of moments throughout that. On 58 minutes, La Rochelle had a series of scrums right up in the line, driving forward. The referee consistently reset them. But on the fourth scrum, Ulster got a turnover, cleared their lines, and they came down the pitch and almost got over themselves. On 64 minutes, great Cooney kick, so La Rochelle conceded, but they didn't get over. Just the last time when we were talking on air, they gave away a line-out, and Ulster attacked for about 3 or 4 minutes, but just could not get over the line, and the game finished then with a La Rochelle knock-off, and the referee blowing his whistle, much to the relief, I suppose, of everybody here at the moment. But all one can say is that, you know, whenever you have commitment, tremendous ability to want to win the game, it certainly stood out today greatly. And I'm not sure actually who got man of the match.
Rory Best.
Rory Best, actually, I've just been told, got the man of the match, and certainly he more than deserved during the time he was on. He led from example, and especially at the breakdown and in the scrummage. And so, you know, from what last week, whenever Ulster were absolutely taken to the cleaners by Leinster, to bounce back so well and to beat the top team in the top 14 in France. And, you know, I think, Kenny, it's worth saying that last night that the Scarlets took out Bath in the Premiership. People talk about the Pro 14 teams not being up to the standard. Well, if you look at all the results in the Champions Cup, I think it'll let you see that the Pro 14 teams are well up there with anybody. Think of Leinster, think of Munster, and now this performance today by Ulster. And certainly it's great to see it. So from a very happy Kings fan, and certainly I think the Ulster supporters will be going home with a smile on their face tonight, Kenny, and they'll be feeling a lot better than they did 7 days ago. So the final score here from Kingspan Stadium in Belfast in the Champions Cup was Ulster 20, La Rochelle 13.